Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled The Domesticated Humans. Now, what I mean by domesticated humans is the de-evolution of the human species to its current state of dependency. Because, let's face it, we are no longer the same free race we once used to be. And the most frightening aspect of that thought is the fact that nobody can actually remember how free we once were. And scarier still is the notion that most people don't even care. Now, the conspiracy would have you believe that life before civilization was unbearable. They claim our ancestors were all trapped in cold, damp caves, trying to start fires, waiting around for someone to invent language, and in the meantime, playing charades. But in reality, that version of prehistory is purely fictional. We have no real evidence what life back then was like. Oh, sure, we found some bones, a few paintings, and an ash or two, but that doesn't prove anything about the quality of life back then. And you see, that's the key, friends, because the conspiracy has got a vested interest in making you believe life back then stunk. It wants you to think you're lucky to be part of their civilization. It wants you to be scared of pre-conspiracy times, scared of what you don't know or comprehend. It wants you to be frightened of the mere thought of living like your ancestors did, because back then, there was no TV, no bowling alleys, and no shopping malls. You're supposed to think life would have had no purpose without a car to drive or a VCR to program. Yet, you couldn't complain, because back then, there were no words. And when you got depressed, which you're told would occur every day, you couldn't stuff yourself with ice cream or drown your woes in booze. Yet, you couldn't kill yourself either, because guns, pills, and carbon monoxide had yet to be created. There'd be no painless way to do it. You'd have to club yourself to death, and oh, that smarts. But there's one flaw with their otherwise perfect prehistory presentation. Maybe, just maybe, none of those behaviors existed because there was no need for them. They say necessity is a mother of invention, so why invent something you don't need or want? If you're happy, you don't commit suicide. If you're content, you don't complain. And if you're entertained, friends, well, you don't need to watch TV now, do you? Oh, but the conspiracy won't agree. Never in a million years. Suggesting life may have been better back then is revisionism, like denying the Holocaust. It's blasphemy. Only one version of history shall be permitted, and that's their unsubstantiated, hypothetical version. No one else's. Well, at the risk of sounding paranoid, methinks thou dost protest too much. If it's really so far-fetched, so ridiculous, and so obviously wrong, then why are they so afraid to even debate the concept? Is re-examining the evidence really so dangerous that we can't even consider the possibility? Or could it be, that the conspiracy has something to hide? What? You mean like lie? Or conspire to conceal the truth? Oh no, not our conspiracy-run government. No, sir, say it ain't so. After all, we've grown up with the conspiracy. It practically raised us. Like a farmer and his cattle, the conspiracy oversaw every stage of our development since we were born. Granted, it castrated the uppity males and milked the rest of us dry through toil and taxes, but hey, it's better than living in the wild. At least, that's what we've always been told. But consider, if you will, dear friends, the plight of the rabbit. Did you know that rabbits forget how to dig tunnels after just one generation of captivity? It's true. Keep their parents locked up in a cage for just one generation, and the offspring never learn how to burrow. In effect, they've become mentally dependent on their captors, though physically they're the same as the rabbits that dug through the Stone Age. Only now, if they escaped, they'd actually die, because they've lost their most basic knowledge of how to live free. It's a sad truth, dear friends, but a plight not unique unto rabbits. Normal human beings depend on the conspiracy more and more every day, and wouldn't dream of living without it. Indeed, they couldn't dream of life without the conspiracy because they've literally forgotten what real independence is. All they know is captivity is safe, and freedom is risky. And, for the most part, they're right. After all, what could possibly be safer than a nice, warm cage? So, let us not be too harsh unto the normals, dear friends. After all, they don't know any better. They've been born and raised on the conspiracy. It's only natural to assume they would become attached. But by the same token, let not the wise among us continue to perpetuate a myth which common sense dictates to be false. Because we have no excuse. We do know better. We must proclaim the grim reality of the current situation. We must face up to the ugly truth and state it for all posterity. For this, dear friends, is no longer the land of the free and home of the brave. Instead, it has become a plantation, owned and operated by fat cat conspiracy overseers, and worked by the most pathetic of all animal creatures. I'm talking about you and me, the domesticated humans. Here endeth the word of Bob. Amen.